Well, certainly. I mean, Premier Dwight Ball is a community leader and a successful business person. It was wonderful to see him step up and to help Newfoundland and Labrador and to work very diligently. You have to give him a lot of credit for the hard work that he's done over the last number of years with regard to a very difficult fiscal situation in the province and also a very challenging project in Musgrave Falls. So he's done some very incredible, difficult work for the province, and I give him a lot of respect for stepping out of the business community, coming into government, and putting those efforts in. And I think the history will look back on his time as premier and say a lot of the steps, the progress that we've been able to make in the province was because of his direct leadership in that. So now we all know that we're now into a leadership process. I think the board of directors is still looking at what they are doing over the next number of days. I understand they haven't concluded the process yet for leadership. We've heard some, I think, very good, solid names coming forward already at this early juncture, even before the rules have been set up. So looking forward to that renewal process and the continued growth and development of Newfoundland and Labrador. I mean, we've got to stay focused on a couple of key things here in the province, in my opinion. Growing, as we're here today, growing the economy, diversifying the economy, keeping our focus on the fiscal situation in the province and completing Musgrave Falls and especially finding a way to pay for it.
I couldn't agree more with Minister Cody on all the topics of, the support Premier Ball put in place for just making sure we are fiscally prudent working in that side. But also, in addition to those, the hospitals created on the West Coast, the mental health facility that we're building here in St. John's, even though the renegotiation or the redoing of the Atlantic Accord, that's been impressive. Also, in addition to that, just revolutionizing mental health and addictions. I had the pleasure of sitting on the All-Party Committee on Mental Health and Addictions, and that was spearheaded and led by Premier Ball as well as Minister of Health. So it's really important that we've taken steps to try to fix some of those long-standing problems within the community, and that was spearheaded by Premier Ball at the helm for that.
Was there any pressure from the Cabinet or the caucus for him to step down?
Not to my knowledge.
No, I think that, Premier Ball has been assessing this. He said he'd been thinking about this since the holidays, looking at where things have to go into the future, what he will do. He was coming up to a leadership review in June. I think he chose his time that works best for him and works best for our province. Now we'll take time to find, get a good leader for the Liberal Party and move forward as we progress the next number of years. Yes, I would think he would have thought that he had the confidence of everyone in the province moving forward. He just came through an election. So I think, there is always a time that people reflect on for themselves, and I think he reflected on that time.
The big point that Minister Cody made then was, there was an opportunity here that he's seen as a minority parliament. He decided that he wasn't planning on running, seeking re-election. I think that's incumbent upon every leader to determine when the right time is. It's a difficult thing. It was a surprise to me, a surprise to many Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, but at the end of the day, he made a decision, and I thank him for his service, but I also thank him for the support he's done for the Liberal Party in this. I mean, he said he's going to stay on and hold a seat so we don't force a by-election, so that's an added cost for the province as well, but also the opportunities that possesses for us to renewal in the party, but also as a government. So I look forward to that.